Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com, for faith, fellowship, and love. What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free, starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today. Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
You know, when Jesus called the first apostles, who were fishermen, he promised that if they followed him, he would change and transform them, beginning with how they fish. Jesus didn't promise to make them smarter, healthier, or wealthier. He didn't promise to make them more popular or better looking. He didn't even suggest that they would be holier. Jesus told his first friends and followers that if they followed him, they would become fishers of men. He would teach them how to use the same skill, patience, and determination they use as professional fishermen to bring people into a growing relationship with him. Same for us. Jesus invites us to engage people with the truth of the gospel, the truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Following Jesus long enough and closely enough will bring you into a relationship with him, one that you will want to share with others. The fancy church word for all of this is evangelization. Evangelization. We hear evangelization and we think of a certain denomination of conservative Christians instead of a basic exercise for all Christians. An exercise that calls us into a mission field in our own backyard. We have opportunities all around us all the time to bring people to Christ. Unfortunately, since we don't have a history of it, we tend to think of sharing our faith as unnecessary, impolite, inappropriate. So over the course of this series, we want to challenge and change that by underscoring two truths. First truth, the most loving way to love others is to share Christ with them. Second truth, sharing our faith is a crucial way, a critical way of growing our faith. Our strategy is as simple as can be. We call it invest and invite. As you go through your day or your week, be on the lookout for friends and family members, coworkers, or classmates who don't have a relationship with Christ. They're not hard to find. Then invest in them. Invest through prayer and maybe some simple form of fasting. Invest through kindness and encouragement. Invest in them in the same way you would invest in any relationship that's important to you. Then, when appropriate, invite them. Invite them to church. And we're not sending you out there all alone and on your own. We want to be fishing partners with you. That's why We invest time and resources in the music, the message, the technology, and everything else. It's why we value the spirit of hospitality with our member ministers. If you go to the effort to invite someone to church and they actually show up, we promise you, no matter the weekend, no matter what, our staff and member ministers will be working hard, bringing their best to make sure your guest has a great experience. So, over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're asking you to commit to impacting just one person. And when the opportunity presents itself, invite them to join us. Invite them to join us for our Lenten series, which begins in March and is going to be an amazing series for anyone who's coming back to church for the first time in a long time or the first time ever. Use one of these invitation cards that you can pick up on your way out this morning, or go to our website and send an electronic invitation. Today, we want to take a brief look at why it is essential that we bring people into relationship with Christ. And to help us out, we're going to take a closer look at today's second reading, a passage from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Paul is writing to the Christians at Corinth, and he says this: I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture. So Paul's reminding the Corinthians of the fundamentals of faith. This is Christianity 101 in two verses. Christ died in perfect obedience to his Father to pay for our disobedience. His death put us in right relationship with God, and he did it all out of love just for us. Paul goes on. He was buried and raised on the third day, also in accordance with the Scripture. The cross, in turn, leads to the resurrection, his power, his triumph over death. But if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection for the dead? So it had come to Paul's attention that some of the Christians in Corinth were actually denying the resurrection. So Paul further argues, if there's no resurrection from the dead, then neither can Christ be raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then empty too is our preaching, and empty too is your faith. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, it's game over. Paul says his preaching is empty and our faith is false, because the whole of it rests on the resurrection. Without it, Christianity is nothing but a collection of pleasant platitudes. And you can get platitudes from Oprah. Jesus' resurrection to new life proves the power of his death. His cross and resurrection redeems the world. The whole point being, now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Christ is first, but he won't be the last. Since he rose from the dead, everyone connected to him or through him will rise with him. And meanwhile, if God can raise Jesus from the dead, guess what? He can raise to life your dead marriage. He can raise to life your dead dreams. He can raise to life your dead finances. Jesus' resurrection introduces us to a new level of possibilities and potential when it comes to living. It changes everything. It just makes life work better. That's why we invite people to know him. Jesus isn't the expert on religion. That's not the point. This isn't about religion. He's the expert on life, every aspect of it. When we're talking about fishing, we're not talking about religion or introducing people to religion. We're talking about introducing them into a relationship with the one person who understands life better than any person who ever lived. That's why followers fish.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.